Sure, your shot.
Are you ready, Natalie? We'll get going and try and keep this somewhat on time. Hi.
Good.
All right, we'd like to welcome everyone out tonight to our CDRA meeting, December 12th, 2023, 6 p.m. regular meeting. We'll start off this evening with a roll call. Here. Here.
Here.
Here.
Here.
Okay, next is approval of minutes. October 24th, 2023, special CDRA meeting.
I'll make a motion that we approve the October 24th, 2023 CDR special meeting.
Second that motion.
Yeah, Rondi's
got it. All right. I have a motion by Lynn, seconded by Rondi, to approve the October 24th, 2023 special CDRA meeting. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Next is our November 13th, 2023 regular CDRA meetings.
November 13th or 14th.
I'm going to look back on the calendar to make sure which date we have. Is this the 14th?
So agenda needs to be changed?
Yep, the agenda needs to be amended to say the 14th.
I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes for 14th November 2023 CDRA meeting, regular meeting.
I'll second it.
Okay, I have a motion by Bull, seconded by Sam, to approve November 14th, 2023 regular CDRA meetings. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Next is approval of claims. Invoice register dated 11-14-2023 to 12-11-23 in the amount of $201,432.65.
Looks like this is just about all grant money, isn't it, Bob?
Yeah, that's what we have. The hearing chair has submitted two checks in Gunther account totaling $112,903 to cover all that past due money you see. Except for the one payment for $180,000 for equipment is separate. That's coming, $27,500 is coming out of those Heritage Area grants, and the rest is coming from the $156,000 allocation that the going to work there about. Part of the rest of $108,000 coming out of the allocation the RDA made for this project for $156,000.
Well, this is great to see so much activity at the park. If no one has any questions, I'll make a motion we approve the CDRA invoice register dated 11-14-2023 to 12-11-2023 for the amount of $201,432.65.
Second.
Okay, I've got a motion by Rondi, seconded by Bull, to approve the invoice register dated 11-14-2023 to 12-11-23 in the amount of $201,432.65. Roll call.
Yes.
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 Okay, next we have discussion action on the industrial park. Is Devin here?
Devin's not going to be here. What I'd like to do, I'll combine items 5 and 6. I'd like to give the quick report on some other issues we discussed, and then I will represent Devin on information along with Joyce, who's our coordinator on this information committee, if that's okay.
Yep.
Before I go into the industrial park part, I want to hand out, make this easy. This will kind of just give you if you know, the Main Street Committee operates as the executive committee of the RDA. And here are the projects. This is the agenda for this morning's meeting. And these are the projects that we're working on. So I just want you to think if you have any questions about any of them. But this is just primarily a means for you to keep in touch with what we're working on. If you have any questions about any of those, I'll be happy to address them. And now, some of these, the industrial park one is, we will address that in great detail. We take most of the meeting. We did this intentionally, so that's why I gave you the handout, just kind of give you an overview of what we're working on. We've given periodic reports on all those projects anyway, so I think they're pretty well briefed on.
Okay,
so that's okay. What I'd like to do, you recall in a minute, that's when Devin was here. I'd like to hand out a printed copy. There we go. For you to have in front of you. The work in the red, are his comments on the study that he has done. Your approval is leave this with you, and we have the original report he gave. Then I'm handing this out a printed copy, and you take a look at the red at your convenience, the highlights in red. These are the changes that, based on his study, he's proposing that you consider. And once you take a look at considering these, and you sign off on it, since it's in the RDA project area, then we turn it over to the Planning Commission to decide if they want to look to amend it to include this. Then, of course, the final say rests with you as a city council member, so it's an RDA. So the next step would be to look it over since it is RDA project area. Secondly, to, again, if you feel okay about it, then we pass it on to the Planning Commission, and they would make the amendments, hold a public hearing pertaining thereto, and then bring it back to you.
Excuse me, Mark.
Yes, sir.
They probably ought to go through and get rid of stuff like this because there's no more an airport runway.
Yeah, I'm sorry that I didn't get pulled out. That's supposed to be out of there. That's but that's when we had a public facility zone down there because of the airport. You're absolutely correct.
But I'm just saying, if we're going to change it, we're probably going to make sure all that's out.
I'll call that to his attention. Thank you so much. So I know you don't just take that with you and look. Now, what I'd like to focus on, and I know you don't expect me to do this off the top of your head, but take that with you, study it. We're no rush to do this. These are the results of what you think we ought to consider to change and amend the ordinance. We've asked George to be here tonight.
So, Mark, one question I've got on this here. So, like, you listed kind of all these businesses.
Yeah, those are pulled out of the current ordinances as permitted uses in the industrial.
So
he's pulled out the conditional use part of this.
Once this is approved, then I know we struggle a lot of times with business licenses out there because we have people come with businesses that we don't necessarily deem as businesses that should be in the industrial park.
Precisely.
So would this be the exact list then that we could go off and say it doesn't meet? Because there's even a couple out there right now that's getting finished that we're afraid they're turning them just into rental.
Yeah, exactly. You mentioned that was in the minutes. You're right on target. What I told Devin today is up to you, and I've already emailed him several changes. In the past, those were uses listed in, for example, on your website in the city code. For example, sometimes it's helpful just to have the regular code. If you go here, look, you've got the other section of code, you'll see over here that it lists these. What I'll notice is it says permitted uses, then it says principal uses, and then it goes on to list all these principal uses that you see he's carried forward there. And then we have this catch-all phrase that says any other use that is similar to those listed above is approved by the city council after recommendations from the planning commission.
So again, on those skeptical, I'm going to call them skeptical, or maybe not, that we don't think fits right out in the industrial park, then we should go back to this here and make it come through this process right now, according to our code.
Absolutely. And that's going to continue. Absolutely. Now, one thing that's come up in the study, and that is the blight issue, is we've asked Joyce to address this because Wasatch Academy has their equestrian program down there. We have the event that takes place, and Jack's contacted me a half a dozen times about the concerns that he has that we can address. Now, if you look at what he has in red there, you'll find out that it's pretty still a pretty high standard for that. Just by way of quick review, we put this all this together, and I have to admit it's part of his aspiration, and I drew heavily. I didn't plagiarize. I just drew heavily from Springfield's industrial park. And it was pretty high standard, okay? We didn't get into this very far before people wanted to buy property and build on it. This is not Utah County. We can't do this. And so they began to move forward with metal, which is fine. But along the way, like the mayor, like the chairman has said, we've got problems with some apartments, stuff like that. But along the way, what's happened, some of those lots have become nothing more than places to put junk. And that's what she's going to address and make some comments on, and I'll come back around.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate you guys. So I'm coming at it from three points of view. One, from concern for our community and our perception in the world and everything we're trying to do. So when you drive into town and you look at that space, it just doesn't look good. And I don't think any of us can argue with that. Two is that we have ordinances, and the property owners out there committed to certain things that they were going to do when they bought those pieces of property, and they haven't lived up to that. So I'm looking at it from a how are we enforcing our ordinances and our commitments and our expectations around the things that we put out there, especially a gift like that where we sell a piece of property to somebody at a very reduced price, at a highly subsidized price, and expect that they're going to bring a business in there. And then three, from the point of view of a user of Contoy Arena, and to an extension, everybody else that uses Contoy Arena, Wasatch Academy has a barn out there that has 20 stalls in it. We have up to 20 or 30 kids every semester that comes out there to learn equestrian skills, both Western and English. They're from all over the world, believe it or not. And we take people out there all of the time to visit and say, this is one of the amenities that Wasatch Academy has to offer and that the city of Mount Pleasant has invested in and cares about. It's an amazing venue. In the course of marketing and taking photos and just loving the horses and loving the whole equestrian program, I've learned about how many different programs outside of what Wasatch Academy participates in and uses Contoy Arena. There are so many people from all over the state and all over the western U.S. that love that venue. And it's a detriment for them to come there and see the blight of that industrial park and how messy it is. And it takes away from the value of our community and the value that those people that are just like us, just like San Pete residents, the equestrians, the Western riders, the people who love the kind of place we have, to come out there to Contoy Arena and try and enjoy that place and see all of that going on. So I'm looking at it from two points of view. One is accountability to our community from the people who have made a written commitment to an expectation of making our spaces look good. And from a user standpoint, where we want to present the best of what we have, because that's a great place. And I hope we can share it in a way that it honors what Mount Pleasant is about. And I'm happy to expound anything or research anything that you are interested in hearing more about.
I can kind of run and come back to that.
Yeah.
Well, I just totally agree. I mean, I think it's overdue for a major cleanup.
Our police department has sent letters to everybody out there telling them to get the stuff off the road. And some have complied.
I'm going to meet one-on-one with everybody that's the key people. And he won't mind my bringing this up because I already talked to you about it. We had to do a 9-year report to EDA because, as you recall, how we funded that, back in 1998, we got our first $250,000 grant to do phase one of the industrial park. And then in 2004, they gave us another $250,000 for infrastructure for phase two. And then they came back in 2017 and gave us another $250,000 to do a fourth phase. The third phase is up where the Mike is, those three lots. In 1998, 2004, and 2017. They gave us $535,000 as a grant in 2014 for Fifth West. Yeah, that was a hard sale, but we tried to point out to them that road served. We put together a project. The whole thing was about $900,000. But anyway, in keeping with that, we had to do a 9-year report on the industrial park. It was quite interesting. We didn't use Head Start or anything like that, because what the report wanted was the amount invested by the private sector. And it was quite interesting. It was $2.82 million. And it was 149 jobs. And here's the interesting part. A good number of those jobs and that capital investment came from SiteServe and Far West Construction, which is my goals. A good deal of the problem that we're talking about. So I Mike's a friend, and I'm gonna meet with him, and I'm gonna go over this. We're sure we can work this out. We think we can have a cost share where they. One of the suggestions that came up today, we can get the light cleaned up because you're sending out the enforcement notices. We can plant trees along there. What the suggestion was, we'd have a berm with trees. We talked about that this morning, right? Maybe even a higher fence. Because Jack Winnison echoes what Joyce said, and that is that when people come to the Paola Peterson Eccles Equestrian Center, and by the way, we're asking them for another $600,000. And by the way, everybody, please talk about the fact that this is Creole Peterson Eccles Equestrian Center. As you know, Creole was from Fairfield with Mary Spence Eccles, that's his late wife. It's named after her. They've given us $345,000. Early on, the Contoy Foundation gave us $125,000. So we now refer to it as the Creole Peterson Eccles Equestrian Center as a big slide and the Contoy Arena. Now, Jack says that when they have the vending on that 60-acre course, they've had similar comments. So I'm going to commit to the board as the RDA director. I'm going to meet one-on-one, and we'll come up with a way to clean this up. And I really appreciate Bobby, look at the bigger picture, if you could basically cite, because even though we're giving you some suggestions here on how we might amend the ordinance. There's so much we're already in violation of in terms of junk cars and stuff, and I'm really pleased, I didn't know you were doing that, Chairman, Mayor, so thank you so much, you're signing them now then.
Well, they've been notified, especially with the.
They've been notified.
I don't want to sound negative, I know we discussed this far back about going a nicer way about it, I wish you would have just signed them back then. Still trying to measure, I do notice that Mike has been cleaning up his area. But I really think some of the mothers that have got all the junk cars and all that, they really need to hammer down on them.
You go south of Mike's, you go south of Mike's in the mess from Mike's south where he put up his new building. From there south, it's absolutely, it's.
That's exactly where focus is on. Mike's gonna be very cautious, in fact, I'll give Mike some examples of how Alvy Lumber does. He's got his buildings he's put up, and he can make it like a lumberyard, serious, he's gonna be very cooperative. It's those smaller lots where people put junk cars and stuff on them.
I think, well, the old airport, huge. Well, it is.
Because it's in their.
Exactly, the old airport.
So they're paying the property tax on it.
That's a huge.
I mean.
Sales tax?
Sales tax.
The guy that.
They would be.
See.
If they're selling anything through it.
What we gotta deal with, where the old hangar was, that's our number one priority to amend this up.
That is a mess, so.
So you had to clean up out here by the old ice cream place, you've been there for a while. Okay, we're on it, so any case, so look over the ordinances, see what amendments, the ordinance, what amendments we're gonna make in the meantime. Thank you so much for citing people, and I agree with Sam, we've been too nice for too long, we gotta just really get tough. In the meantime, we're gonna figure out a way to get some grant money to follow through with some of the great ideas there about landscaping and stuff like that.
Okay.
I'd be okay with this, on that east fence line, there's a water main there, it's about planting trees over the top of that water main.
You won't dig one hole without checking the culvert out. Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Yeah, let's hope this don't be, because it's a mess. I mean, what makes out there, there's a bunch of old fence, cement, trees, they just use it for a junkyard.
Yeah, yeah.
They pull in there and just dump whatever.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if there's even a business in the old airport, is it? He didn't even run the business out of it.
He does an online something, I don't know what it is, it's what he claims anyway. So.
Yeah, but I guess if he's still running the business, he still has to.
Sales tax dollars.
He still should be complying with the current code to keep it clean.
Yes.
They're not paying sales tax to the city, then there's no business there, there's no viable business there.
A lot of that's the trouble in the industrial park, is they manufacture and send it off, so it's more a job-based place to sell, and that's the trouble with the way it's set up, it's not meant to retail sales, so it's not a lot of sales tax coming in, because it's more build and send off, and then whoever sells it at the retail side pays the sales tax.
For producing stuff, they're selling stuff.
They wholesale it, and so the wholesaler doesn't have to pay the sales tax, it's when it hits the retail sales. So, it's more to create the jobs. Any other comments? Anything else? Somebody want to make the motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Sam makes the motion, Russ on both seconds it. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. The biggest trouble is we're gonna have trouble enforcing it, because we've sold some properties knowing what they're gonna do that didn't meet our code. That's part of our problem.